Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Russia has stated that Israel has no right to self-defense as an occupying power. This is on the Hal Turner radio program. And Hal says this, Israel has no right to self-defense because it's an occupying power, according to Vasily Nebenzia, Russia's permanent representative to the United Nations, during a secret council meeting this morning in New York. You don't have a right to protect your property, okay? And then he says, all the West can do is talk about Israel's right to self-defense, even though as an occupying state, it has no such right. So Israel is an occupying state. And Hal Turner's comment was this. He said, I had to think for a few minutes as to exactly how Israel is an occupying power. He says, then it hit me. Any land outside of Israel's 1967 borders is occupied by Israel. So all the land they grabbed in the battle since then is not theirs. So, Russia, we're starting to see now, and I've wondered for a couple of years, waiting for Russia's true colors concerning Israel and the Jewish people to come out, and it is out. Israel and Vladimir Putin and his, they have done great things. Putin has done great things for the world. Russia has done great things for the world. But one thing that Russia has always done, made a mistake in its hatred toward Israel and the Jewish people, the pogroms in Russia in the last century, the hidden, latent anti-Jewish hatred, or the Jewish hatred, anti-Israel hatred, is now exposed. And in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, God says in a prophecy concerning Russia, Turkey, many other nations in the old Soviet bloc, God is going to punish them for their anti-Semitism, their anti-Jewish hatred, and the hatred of the nation of Israel, and is going to punish them. Just like God is going to punish the terrorists that surround Israel and the those who hate the Jewish people living in the boundaries of Israel, God is going to punish them all. Then the whole world is going to become anti-Israel, anti-Jewish. And in about 8 years from now, 9 years, God will punish the world for the hatred that the world has had toward the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Just to begin with, I wanted to begin there. I thought today I'm going to kind of just lighten things up a little bit. I can maybe be a little too heavy So today I'm going to lighten things up. I'm going to talk about this new digital ID in Canada. It's known now, the Canadian government, they have legislation. They decided what they're going to do with the new digital ID. Everyone will have to have it. Without the digital ID, it'll cause you some hardship. For example, you won't have access to provisional health care. You won't have access to anything in the healthcare system. If you need stitches because you've fallen and you need first of all to get bleed stop till you can get to the hospital. Then once you get to the hospital, you're going to need stitches. You don't have access. You have a headache. You won't have access. A toothache? You want to go to the dentist? You can't go to the dentist. You need your eyes checked. You need to have your hearing checked. You have a pain like you're having a heart attack, which should be caused naturally because of old age or because you got the vaccination. You don't have access to the healthcare system. You won't have access to your bank accounts. You can't do any transactions with the bank. You can't do online transactions. You basically, whatever is in the bank stays in the bank. So whatever you have, then you put in the bank, stays in the bank. It's kind of like that old saying, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, whatever is in the bank stays in the bank. You can't get it out. You can't use your credit cards. You won't get a credit card. You don't get it. You don't have no digital ID. You get no credit. You no credit card. No, you can't. Other than if you have cash, even then it's going to be difficult. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360KHNC.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. My passion has always been to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. Radio has helped MyPillow become the amazing company that it is today. And my employees and I want to thank you with some of the best discounts ever. Just go to MyPillow.com right now
and use promo code KHNC.
There you're going to find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the new six-pack towel sets for only $29.98.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with a lawn. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold in it.
Yeah, I was out with Cactus the other day, and we were talking, and she kind of had the feeling that I should probably be tone things down a little bit, not to try to temper things and not be as intense. So like with these little children, it's about the children. This is what all the nations scream about. It's about the children. Well, what's happening in Gaza right now would never have happened if it hadn't been for Hamas. Hamas doesn't care about the children or the women or the people of the area. Hamas is only after one thing, one purpose, one objective: destroy Israel. Genocide the Jewish people into oblivion. So because of Hamas, there is presently hardship, destruction, pain, misery, 24 hours a day in the Gaza. It's about the children. Tell that to Hamas. Tell that to these terrorists. It's beginning also in Lebanon. Tell the terrorists in Lebanon, cease their operations. Then their own people don't have to die. The Gazans don't have to die. Those in Libya don't have to die. Those in Syria won't have to die. So I'm going to settle down here. Okay, I'm going to go back to what I was saying about what's happening in Canada with the digital ID. No access to your bank accounts. You're not going to be able to go into a store. You can go in, possibly, but you're not going to walk out with anything. You're going to window shop only. You can't buy. You can't do a thing without this new ID, a digital ID. The farmers, they have cattle. They can't sell their cattle. No one can buy them. If they don't have a digital ID, they can't sell. They can't sell their crops. Food and sustainability. Everything is sustainability. You're not going to be able to travel. You're not going to be able to be mobile. You're not going to be able to get license plates for your vehicle. You can't buy a vehicle. You can't sell a vehicle. You're going to have a vehicle, you're going to just go out into the yard, sit in it, and dream about traveling. This is what's coming to Canada. Like I stated yesterday, people that are this draft in Congress, you're not hearing anything about what they're planning for the military and for the people between the ages of 20 to 25. You're not hearing about it. They don't want to tell you the truth, that the young people are going to be drafted for the coming wars. They don't have a choice. Then they're not telling you that the people that have been in the military, they're probably going to be asked to come back, willingly or unwillingly. And the people of this country, and even the young women, may be drafted. They're going to need nurses, med techs. They're going to need women for combat. So in Canada, you can't travel. You're not going to be able to be mobile. Then if there is humanitarian responses, you need anything medical again. And, you know, it's humanitarian. People that are ill, you have to be human. You have to take care of them. And if you need a shot, if you don't have the digital ID, most likely you will receive your vaccinations. But if you decide you don't want vaccinations, they're going to track you. If you reject the procedure, which you probably won't, that's probably the only thing that will allow you to have without digital ID is a vaccination. But they're going to track you. E-commerce. You're not going to be able to shop online. You'll do nothing online. You're going to have no access to social media platforms. TikTok, which is probably, it'd be better that you're not on TikTok. TikTok, Twitter, which is actually SpaceX. Twitter is SpaceX. Facebook, anything. You won't be able to chat. You won't be able to unfriend anybody. I'm going to unfriend you. You can't even unfriend people if you don't have your digital ID. Telecommunications of any kind. Without a digital ID, you don't have access to an internet provider. No access to your tax returns. You have a handsome tax return coming back. Without digital ID, it stays in the bank. So this is what's coming to Canada. And guess what? Just like the cold that comes down in the winter from the North Pole, this digital ID system is coming to a country near you, coming to America. But this was out of a Canadian news site this morning. I was reading it, decided I better present this to the audience. Now, with this matter of the draft, the Congress is considering and has been considering since 2022 drafting women also. And if you are in the military, if they draft you, or if you enlist, there's two possibilities of you dying. The possibility that through the injections that they give you, you may die from a heart attack. Secondly, if you don't die from the injections, once they send you to a battlefield, you may die on the battlefield, these young people. Now, another article I would just want to kind of cover is in Russia. I've talked about the new BRICS nations, the nations that will join the BRICS countries. This is the multipolar world nations that have replaced America. The nations that are the biggest threat to America's national security. This is one reason why America is going to involve herself in many different theaters of war. America must destroy this new system that exists with Russia, China, the people in the BRICS network, the new countries that are going to be in this system, in this network, on the first of the coming year. And in the next year, there are going to be many other nations that will be part of the BRICS network. It's a multipolar world. It will have its own digital system. It will have its own currency. It will no longer use American petrodollars, will not be involved or part of American digital currency system. It'll be a completely different system. It will not be part of the coming Antichrist system of America and the West. And this... There was an agreement with Russia and China, a partnership, on the 4th of February, 2022. Still to this very day, most people don't know what it is, never heard of it, don't understand it. But it was a declaration of war against the United States of America, against empire, and against the nations that work with empire and have worked with empire since World War II. Basically, the European nations, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. There are two world orders now. There was only a world order before this agreement. Now there is a second world order, which is now the primary world order, which are the nations in the multipolar system. The people of America are not aware of this. America is at war with the world. This war with Israel has done many, many things. It has opened a door for the United States of America to possibly try to retain the dominant position in this hegemonic order. It's too late. For America, it's too late. The nations have unified, have decided they're going to use this opportunity to distance themselves from America's sanctions, military or economic sanctions. The world will never get an opportunity like this again to free themselves from America's control. Never again. The conditions were right. Everything was right. All the conditions for a perfect storm hit at the same time. Russia and China made the declaration on February 4th, 2022. We are at war with empire. Russia and China, we together have now the way to break the stranglehold that the United States has had on the nation since World War II, the end of World War II. And Russia, in this situation, in spite of the war taking place in Israel, these nations are going forward with their plans. They're not going to miss a step. So the induction of the new countries, these six countries, into the five BRIC nations is historic, according to an article out of watcher.guru. I'm going to read just a few paragraphs. It is a historic, this induction of these new six countries into the BRICS group is historic. It's an expansion after more than a decade. It comes at a time when the BRICS is working on the formation of a new currency to challenge the U.S. dollar. In the latest update, Russia's former advisor to the president announced the information and is speaking now of an upcoming BRICS currency. Sergei's statements indicate that BRICS is serious about launching a new currency to take on the United States dollar. This will occur in 2024. So while this war is taking on, while this war is taking place in Israel, there is another war, a financial war that is taking place internationally that the world is not aware of. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com to the Present Truth site. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We'll visit in just a few minutes. We'll be right back.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deafblind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth, here on AM Radio, 1360. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. Programs streamed at all times. Other hosts on the archived and the podcast section, you get a choice. You get to listen to what is appealing to you. Now, with this war, this genocide, there is a genocide on the people in Gaza. I guess according to the HNN, the Hamas News Network, and all of the Hamas News Network affiliates, CNN, ABC, NBC, CB, MSNBC, all of the C's, and all of the Russian news networks, TASS, Sputnik, whatever it may be. The Chinese, the People's Liberation, Chinese People's Communist Party, all of the TikTok and social media. I can't think of all of them. I should write them down. I don't have a teleprompter like the old president of the country, the young president that couldn't remember anything. He had to have a teleprompter. He had people write his speeches for him. Speeches from hell. Deceptive speeches. Cunning. In the way he would talk. Mesmerize the people just like Adolf Hitler. What was his name? But anyhow, out of the Hamas News Network, Israel, this is a genocide of Israel on the Gazan people, the people of Gaza. Israel is attempting to rule the world. Israel is going to eventually attack Bolivia and Venezuela and China and Alaska and Des Moines, Iowa. Israel is on the move. A genocide in Gaza. No, it's not a genocide. It is a campaign against the terrorists, extreme terrorists, Hamas, and also Hezbollah in the north. And now you have Yemen from the bottom of that landmass shooting missiles toward Israel. So Israel is at war with everybody. But when they attack first and Israel is forced to respond, then Israel is on the attack. Israel, people forget that Israel didn't start anything. Like I was saying earlier, there is the world is demanding a ceasefire, that Israel stop this campaign, that Israel halt its attack on the terrorists, the Hamas terrorists. Israel made the mistake 3-4 years ago in the last attack on Israel, and Israel stopped. And in the next 3-4 years, the Islamic groups, the terrorist groups, had time to discuss, to plan, to decide when would be the next operation. They had time to stockpile military ordnance. They were able to rearm naturally. And Israel had agreed. They were basically forced by the United States, by all the Arab nations, by the EU military command, by the human rights groups, to cease. And Israel did. And Netanyahu, he realizes now he made a mistake. Israel had an edge back then. But Israel, Netanyahu, made the decision with his military commanders, the cabinet, to cease. They're not going to make that mistake this time. They will not make that mistake this time. This time, according to the Bible, Israel is commanded by the God of Israel to punish these families and nations that have hated Israel for 3,000 plus years. There are prophecies that said God in the future would punish the hostility toward the Jewish people from the time they left Egypt to the present. And these prophecies have never been fulfilled. They're going to be fulfilled now. Israel has been ordered by the prophets of old, by Amos, Zephaniah, by the prophecies in the Psalms, by Ezekiel, Jeremiah, and by Isaiah, there must be the righteous punishment of these families, Ishmael, Abraham's first child, first son, has always been at war with Israel. Jacob, his twin brother Esau, has been at war with the children of Jacob. And then you have Abraham had a nephew. His name was Lot. He had two children. And these children have always been in a conflict with Israel. The nations that have surrounded Israel to the north, in Lebanon and up beyond, in Syria, or the old Assyria, and Iran, and hostilities from the people from the north, in Turkey, and in north Africa. These punishments that God said would come upon these nations for their hostilities, their campaigns, their hatred, and the murder of the Jewish people for thousands of years, that punishment would come in the last 10 years before Christ returns. In that decade before Christ returns, the punishment on the families of Israel, the relatives, and the nations around Israel would occur. This has begun. Benjamin Netanyahu will not be allowed to stop the campaign this time. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360, KHNC.com for podcasts. We'll be right back.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Hey, folks. Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI24. You will be glad you did.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
And I know that it sounds odd, strange, unreal, crazy, but God did say in his scriptures through the prophets of Israel that because of the hardships of these groups and these families and the nations for the last 3,000 years and beyond, 3,200 years possibly, that God would wait to punish all these people who have caused Israel hardship through time. And he would wait till the last decade. And in the decade before Christ returns, this is when the punishment of God would come to these Arab nations and non-Arab nations, to the relatives of Israel, that family members, and it would be in the last decade. This way, God would be able to represent his Bible, what he presented in the Bible. He stated in Isaiah 46 that he would declare the end from the beginning and from ancient times things that are not yet done. He said, what I have stated will come to pass. What I have planned will take place. I've decided, what I'm presenting is that God has decided. The whole world, because of our technology, would see that God keeps his promises. And he promised to punish these people. And that the whole world would see it. Well, he couldn't do that until we had the technology. We have TikTok, Twitter, we have SpaceX, we have every kind of, we have the HNN, Hamas News Network, we have CNN, we have all the networks internationally, you have Al Jazeera, you have TASS out of Russia, you have Sputnik, you have the Chinese news agencies. All of the nations are going to watch God fulfill his promises to those who have caused Israel and the children of Israel all of this hardship throughout these millennium, thousands of years. This way the whole world will know that God, what he said is in, what he said was going to happen in his word, will come to pass. That the world will believe and understand there's only one book that has stated everything that will happen through time, the Bible. Not Nostradamus, not the teachings of the old Romans and all these other prognosticators of different things, but the Bible itself. And this is what God said he would do, and the world is going to watch it. I talked in the first segment about the digital ID that you must have in Canada. This would happen in the last 10 years before Christ returns. It is now happening. People are, the talk now of a coming Antichrist, the talk of Armageddon, everything that the United States Department of Defense does not want anybody in this country talking about. They do not like prophecy teachers. They do not like ministries that talk about prophecy. They do not like the Bible. They study the Bible. In the occult world, the people in the occult that worship the devil, they study the Bible. The coming Antichrist studies the Bible. And all of his entourage of witches and warlocks and everybody, thousands and millions of people in that world, they study the Bible. They look for ways to cause one prophecy to fail. Because if one prophecy fails, they all fail. And they're looking and they're trying to find a way to stop what the Bible says will happen. Collective thought. Will worship. It's called will worship. The power of what you speak. What was the name of this guy that used to talk about the... I'm trying to remember his name. But it's called will worship, the power of will, and it is a religion. You can speak things into being. You can do whatever you want, even like it says in the Satanic Bible, do what you will. Whatever you want to do, you can do it. Norman Vincent Peale, The Power of Positive Thinking. This is an occult technique. And many Christians don't realize they're part of that type of philosophy, a pagan philosophy. The Donald Trump, Norman Vincent Peale, I believe, was one of Trump used to read Peale. And the power of positive thinking. You can think all you want about never dying. You can practice to a degree the power of positive thinking, but eventually it will fail. Because there are certain things that you have free will over and you can control. But then there are other things that you have no control over. You had no control over the day you were born. You'll have no control over the day you die. But in between, you can make decisions. You can speak things that maybe even to some degree into being. Many of the people in the occult, they are able to speak things that are not and make them happen. We'll be back.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
And to finish with this thought about collective mind control or collective thought, is that there is a pagan thought that if all the people in the world together at the same time would wish something positive upon the world, they can make that come to pass. Well, that's just pagan humanistic belief, philosophy. There is a power of positive thinking to a degree. There is a power where you get people at a concert or at a football game, basketball game, and it's energetic because of the power of the soul, because of the power that God has given man in the soul power. It is a power. It's even spoken of in the scripture. The power, the latent power of the soul, where man does have a hidden, there is a latent power that is ready to be tapped, but Jesus Christ forbid his believers from tapping in to that latent power. And God in the Garden of Eden put a damper or a governor on what man can do through the latent power of the soul, because if that latent power should be loosed, mankind would destroy himself faster than the speed of light. So God had to restrict it. Now, with what's happening in Gaza, again, if Hamas had not started this campaign on the 7th of October, there would be no children, women, there wouldn't be any civilians, there'd be no deaths, not only of the Jewish people that were murdered and killed, but of the citizens of Gaza. So it is Hamas that was responsible for the deaths of these children. They're still responsible. They're going to be responsible for the deaths of the civilians, the women and the children, whoever should die in the coming conflicts. You know, yesterday, Israel had to bomb a refugee camp because it was a Hamas center. And Israel bombed it. And the tunnel, the command center underneath was so big that when this building collapsed, it collapsed right into that footprint. And there was just a crater. So people were beginning to scream immediately that this was an attack on the civilians in that refugee camp. Well, Israel quenched that thought right away with all the footage that was released. And you see a crater because underneath that refugee camp was this massive military Hamas compound where they're carrying out the strategies on everyday warfare. So the world needs to understand too much COVID damage, too much vaccination damage to the brain of millions and millions and billions of people believing that Israel was the aggressor in this conflict. No, Israel is saving itself, protecting itself. Somebody breaks into your house, what are you going to do? Let them just come in and you're going to be a victim? No, Israel is having to respond to the hatred of the terrorists and now having to respond to the hatred of the world because of a campaign of misinformation directed at the nation of Israel. So, Hamas has been responsible for the death of all these people. Hezbollah is going to be responsible for the death of all those that are to die in that area. And Syria's next, and Jordan will eventually, shortly, be involved in the conflict. So, for my podcast, they're on 1360khnc.com. To the podcast section for Present Truth. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church. Let's visit tomorrow. This is Rick Rodriguez. Have a good evening.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.